Legislative leaders and their staff spent some time over the weekend reviewing the hundreds of pages of the proposed two-year budget, and they got briefings today from Finance Commissioner Richard Rosen and his staff. We're starting to hear some reaction from various interest groups and lawmakers, and joining us from the State House is Mal Leary. He's been talking with people all day. Mal, how you doing?
Pretty good, Nora.
So, what's the reaction to the budget so far?
Well, legislative leaders are basically being cautious, saying they want to hear the testimony at the really weeks of public hearings it will have, maybe even a couple of months. They say that many of the more controversial proposals, like welfare cuts, tax reform, education reform, have in essence been proposed before by the governor, and they've not been accepted. For example, Republican Senate President Mike Thibodeau says his caucus, the Senate Republicans, has rejected broadening the sales tax in the past in order to lower the income tax. He points out, though, this is a different Senate, and they need to look at the totality of the more than $6.8 billion two-year budget. Here is President Thibodeau talking with reporters.
It's our job to pass a budget. That means that we're going to evaluate what was proposed and vote our conscience. That, you know, I doubt very much that, I don't think it's a reasonable expectation that there won't be some gives and takes in order to find two-thirds to pass a budget.
The Democrats also got a briefing on the budget proposal, obviously. What are they saying?
Well, House Speaker Sarah Gideon met with reporters and says Democrats have a lot of concerns with the proposed budget as they go through the hundreds of pages of the budget and keep finding things. She says the governor's education proposal seems to ignore the voters' passage of the income tax surtax referendum in November that would provide more funding for schools. And she says the tax reform proposals are very complex and need to be analyzed to see who are the winners and who are the losers from broadening the sales tax, and just who benefits from having only two income tax rates. She says she's not sure, and some of the experts she's talked to don't know so far. They need to do more work analyzing it. She also agrees with Thibodeau that this is just the start of a long and difficult process to come up with a state budget. Here's Speaker Gideon talking with reporters.
What I've seen us do in my years here is we have a legacy of leading. Yes, the governor proposes a budget. Then we start, I think, for the most part, at zero and start building something that makes sense for Maine people based on our shared values as Democrats and Republicans. I expect us to do that again.
And why does it need a supermajority to pass?
Well, that's because even though the governor has proposed this budget, it's pretty likely that whatever the two parties in the legislature agree on will not be enough for the governor. All we have to do is look to the past to see. He's vetoed past budgets that he had introduced, and he may well do that again as groups and lawmakers start to weigh in areas they don't like and simply can't support.
So what are some of these groups saying about the budget?
Well, we have low-income advocates like Maine Equal Justice Partners very upset with the welfare cuts being proposed. They say it's going to hurt a lot of Maine's poor people. Another group has weighed in today, the Maine Education Association. That's one of the teacher unions. They're upset because his budget basically undoes part of the surtax referendum that they got on the ballot and they got passed. The budget would delay the surcharge and change the way school aid is distributed. They argue the bottom line on all of that could be higher property taxes.
So as the budget moves forward in its glorious life, what is next now that the governor has proposed it?
Well, Nora, hearings start next week on part of the budget proposal that's received scant attention. That's the shifting around of funding to make sure all agencies have enough money to get through the current budget year that ends June 30th, the so-called supplemental budget. Then starting in February, for several weeks, maybe a couple of months, the Appropriations Committee will hold hearings on this proposed budget from the governor. That's when the public gets to have their say about what they think should be funded or not funded. Then in the spring, the committee has the hard work of trying to craft a budget that can get the votes to pass and withstand that likely veto before the end of the budget year. Leaders say there will be an agreement because failure to reach one would mean state government would run out of money and the authority to operate come July 1st.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mel.
Thank you, Nora.
And for disclosure, the Maine Education Association represents many of the people in our organization.